Okay, so let's kind of frame the book to begin with. So this is really a very personal, very autobiographical book in a lot of ways. And you describe the process in the book of coming to terms with a shift in your way of thinking about food. But perhaps you could sum it up for the folks who are listening. So tell us briefly about the person that you were, let's say, 20 years ago in terms of nutrition, and the person that you are now, and how you got here from there.
Okay. Well, I became a vegan when I was 16 years old, and it was a friend of my sister's who started talking to me about it. And at that point, the whole low-fat, high-carb sort of a nutritional juggernaut that this culture has been on was really coming to the fore, and I was hearing the sort of same information in health class at school, that eating any kind of animal fat, you know, would essentially kill you, that it would lead to heart disease and it would lead to clogged arteries, and, you know, all these terrible things would happen if you were eating any kind of animal fat at all, any kind of saturated fat. And my family history is not good on this. I mean, there's a lot of diabetes and a lot of heart disease. And even at age 16, I was already very concerned about nutrition and the health. What would good health look like for me, and what did the future hold? There's a lot of alcoholism in my family as well, and I had already decided at a very young age that I was never going to drink, and I stuck to that my whole life. So hearing all this nutritional information was sort of similar, where I thought, well, I'd better get on this now, because I don't want to end up like my great aunt Marge, and I don't want to end up like, you know, these other people in my family who have had these terrible, you know, chronic health conditions. So when I heard about being a vegan, this also segued really nicely into my lifelong passion for justice and for trying to live sustainably and for trying to care about the earth. And these were things that were really important to me even as a very young child. So all of that came together, hearing the kind of vegan worldview that we didn't need to exploit animals, that it was destructive to the earth to do any kind of to eat any kind of animal products, that raising animals was destructive to the planet, that it was certainly, you know, not a compassionate way to live, to kill animals. And on top of all that, these were the foods that were going to destroy your health long term. So it all came together in this neat little package, and I thought, this is what I'm going to do. So I was a pretty fanatic teenager. When you're that age, things tend to be black and white anyway, and that sort of moral thinking. It's also the gift of that age, is that, you know, incredible moral vigor. So I took to this like, you know, a house on fire. And that was it. 2 weeks later, I had taken all animal products out of my diet. My mother cried herself to sleep every night because she thought I was going to die. And I was convinced, though, that this was the thing to do. So in that sort of true believer way, I took this on. And I proceeded to destroy my health for 20 years. I ended up doing exactly the thing that I thought I was stopping, which was I really did damage to my body. So I spent 20 years eating no animal protein, no animal fat, eating a very high carbohydrate diet. The only fats I ever ate were almost entirely polyunsaturates with a little bit of monounsaturates here and there. But this is not the diet that human beings were designed for. And I have found that out it's too late at this point. And one of the reasons that I wrote the book was because I would like to stop a lot of other very engaged and politically aware young people from doing this to themselves, because past a certain point, the damage is permanent. And everybody my age who did this long term, because most of my friends tried it, and those of us who really stuck to it, we all ended up with some kind of damage. This is not the diet that the human body was designed for. And I had to face that. Not an easy process, because once you've embraced being a vegetarian or a vegan, generally speaking, it's your identity. It becomes a profound way that you organize your sense of self. So this is one reason why it can be very hard to talk to people who are vegetarians or vegans, is because it's not just new information. You're threatening their sense of self. And I know what that process is like. It's not easy, having been through it myself. But, you know, in the end, it was a journey that I had to make, because my health had just collapsed. So I didn't really have a choice about it. I just needed somebody in the position of authority to sort of guide me through it. And that was the Qigong healer that you mentioned at the beginning. He was a very, very wise, compassionate, just really sweet-natured man. And when he said to me, just as kindly as you could imagine, that, you know, you can't keep doing this, I knew he was right. It had really come to the end. But it, for me, it took somebody in that kind of position to say it. I don't know what I would have done if I had found my book, 10 years ago. I don't know that I would have been able to hear it from a book.
Mm-hmm.
I might have needed an actual person, who I respected and trusted to say this to me. But, on the other hand, I'm always somebody who, I want the full picture. I always want all the information, even if it's something that's painful. I want the truth. And in some ways, my life has really been about a quest for the deepest truth that I can find. So in that regard, I might have picked up the book and looked at it. I might have thought, well, if there's something here I don't know, it's time to learn that. And, if there's a confusing few months here, that's life. I've just got to learn to deal. So I might have picked it up, but I also might have just been so freaked out at the idea that veganism was not, the truth, the light, the way, that I might have just rejected it out of hand. And I certainly know there are people who are treating my book like that. But I will say that I get a lot of fan mail, and I would say 80% of it is from people who were vegans or vegetarians. Sometimes quite recently were still vegans. Many of them read my book and saw themselves reflected and knew that indeed it was hurting them to eat this way. And they have now taken the plunge to try something better. And they write back to me and say, wow, I've been eating, or meat or, dairy products now for 2 weeks or a month, and my life has just been transformed. Thank you for giving me my health back. And there were some really, really just moving personal stories in some of these emails. And I would say that's 80% of the emails that I get. Other people have already moved on from being vegetarian or vegan, but almost always it's because their health was suffering from it. And it's been 5 years, 10 years, and they write me these letters and they say, thank you so much for being so clear about why this doesn't work. And thank you so much for explaining that I'm still the same person I was. I still care about all these issues. And you've explained it in such a deeper way that, those core values are still there for me. But I had to look at a bigger picture to see that, in fact, being a vegetarian wasn't the best way to enact my values in the world. And that it's not a way to save the planet, and it's not actually saving animals. It's certainly factory farming is something that we all need to confront and dismantle in every way. That's just a horror, ethically, morally, spiritually, environmentally. But that is not the only way to raise meat, and that this plant-based diet is, in fact, incredibly destructive to the planet. And I think that's a huge thing, that issue right there is something that the environmental movement does not understand and has not looked at. And that is the other reason that I wrote this book, was because I really wanted to get back on track with what would be a real political action to save the planet, because it's not eating a plant-based diet. So I get those are the emails that I get, is really from people who are either recently or more longer term have given up being a vegetarian or a vegan, and usually it's for health reasons. I think that's the thing that really is able to get through to people first, is if they are suffering from this diet, they want to know how they can get out of it still alive. And in some ways, my book has been a lifeline to them, because having been in that world, I can address exactly, I know the reasons that they took it up, and I can explain why the information they've been given is not correct. So I think it's a relief for a lot of them when help is suffering. I think it's a big relief to know that they don't have to keep doing it.